Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm LaShawna.
Today we have a special guest with us. LaShawna's going to give us a little introduction.
So Cassie is here today. Cassiopeia Moore Watts is in the building.
Hey Cassie.
Oh my gosh, so excited, ladies.
We finally caught up with Cassie.
We've been trying to get her in here forever.
It's been a little crazy. I'm a little busy in books. I'm
so happy. And she was going to diss us today, but we refused to let her.
I had to threaten her yesterday. Like, no, you're coming tomorrow. Nobody cancels on that. Right. Okay. She's here today, and I'm going to give you a little background on Cassie. Cassie is a hopeless romantic that loves fine dining, laughs by a fire, and hosting dinner parties for family and friends. She is the owner of Simply Unforgettable Events, previously worked as an English teacher and vice principal in Los Angeles. Cassie is married with a beautiful daughter and resides in Cerritos, California. She also serves as director of Tina's Angels, a mentoring program created by Tina Knowles Lawson. This year, along with her sister Amanda, they created More à la Vie, a women's empowerment company whose mission is to show women that there's more to life.
Talk about an introduction. Hi, ladies.
Hey, Cassie. This is going to be a fun interview, you guys.
It is super fun. Get ready. Get ready to laugh.
This is LaShawna's longtime friend.
Yes, I've been on Cassie since,
forever. At least, like, about 15, 16 years.
Yeah, it's been about 15, 16 years. Cassie has always been who she is today. Always extra, always a big believer in living your best life.
Absolutely.
And what it's all about.
Yes. And so right now she's been working on a couple things, but I knew that she would be really, really good for the show because this is all about marriage, motherhood, relationships. And Cassie is a wife. She's a mother. She's an entrepreneur. And she's a career woman. And so we just wanted to talk to her and kind of see, you know, how she does it all with all this, with her daughter, with her husband, with her entrepreneurship, with her career. It's just so much going on. We're like, okay, this will be a great time to get her on here so that she can kind of help the ladies figure out how to juggle, how to balance, yes, and just kind of get in her business a little bit.
Exactly. See what's going on for the new year.
Get all in my business, right?
Get all in your business.
So thank you, ladies, for having me once again. Things have been really, really great. Everything is coming along. We just finished a fabulous recital through the mentoring program that I run, Tina's Angels, on Sunday. It was just beautiful to really see all of our students that we work with. We work with about 26 young boys and girls, uh-huh, and they did a fabulous recital. Some of these kids that came in, they couldn't even look you in the eyes, introduce themselves. And then we had all of them be able to recite poetry, create art pieces, dance, rap. Since that is done, I'm all yours.
So just to get started, you know, since you're talking about that now, mm-hmm, could you tell us a little bit about how you got started with that and what the program's all about?
Perfect. So Tina's Angels, my cousin actually is really best friends with Miss Tina. And at first, Miss Tina was going to actually bring me in as a volunteer. And she was like, I was going to be one of the mentors in the program because she had heard about my story, about growing up with my mom being on drugs and just really being raised by my grandparents and how I was really, you know, just determined to really make a better life for myself and for my family. So she had been looking to other places, other high schools, other places to start the program. But believe it or not, she wasn't getting enough support. Like, she would go to high schools and they would say, okay, we'll leave some flyers. We'll see if we can have somebody help you out or whatever else. And I think that's because it was all in God's hands and it was, mm-hmm, in God's way for this to really be something that I help her to produce and really create. Mm-hmm. And so we had a phone conversation one day and Miss Tina was set on working with high school girls. Mm-hmm. She's like, Cassie, I want to dress them up in heels. I want to go to sponsorship. She's like, I need high school girls. And I was like, you know what, Miss Tina? 12 and 13-year-olds, they need the most help and support right now. Our 7th grade students and 8th graders, they're really finding out who they are and their true identity. Most girls in high school, they have somebody they can look up to. They're already in high school. Hopefully, they're college-bound. But I really felt in my heart that if we could connect and get with students who were, like, 12 years old and 13-year-old, we would set them up for success in high school.
Yeah.
So, you know, she believes what I said. Thank you, Miss Tina. And so she came over to my school. I hand-selected the girls. I already knew the girls' stories. And 9 months later, here we are. The program is going to continue to thrive and be better. And it's an extension of Waco Theater, which is a theater they created. And so it's an amazing theater that's going to host a lot of different productions mm-hmm. in North Hollywood. So it's like an umbrella there. I run the boys program called Richard Warriors as well. And we're getting ready for our fabulous gala, where we'll, our gala, where we're going to honor Beyonce.
So
that's just been really a blessing, and just to see, you know, her hard work. Like, she's not just the face of it, but she is mm-hmm. spending time with our girls, believing in our girls yeah. at every meeting. And by me being a school teacher, it was just a really good way for me to help to create those relationships and cultivate this. And so I'm really excited about it, yeah. but it keeps me extremely busy. And I'm like, Lord, this is the lot. So...
A lot, and so, plus you're a teacher full-time?
So I'm a teacher full-time. I just got a promotion last week. Woo-hoo. So I will be coming out of the classroom. I'm going to be an instructional coach.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to be, like, coaching new teachers. I'm going to take over the ELA department, manage for, you know, some teachers. So,
yeah.
Cheers. So that's coming up in 2018. Cheers. Thank you. I'm out of that classroom. Woo! Won't we do it? I love the kids, and I just say, look.
Yes.
And you know what it is? I think it's all about knowing what you are going to do.
Right.
Because I walked into this school year, like, this is my 10th year in the classroom teaching. And I had been a vice principal before as well. And I went back to the classroom and I said, this is my finale. This mm-hmm. is it. And look at God. He will make it happen for you before.
Definitely. Right.
I was not ready to get this promotion. And they're like, no, you start today. I was like, ooh. I'm going to have me today. Do I still get my winter break? Yeah. Do I still get my 3 weeks?
I need my
and
break.
And my spring break. I need my trip plan. Exactly. And summer. So that was all part of the offer. I'm just telling way too much of my business. But got to make sure it can work for you, okay? Because
exactly.
It has to. So that's really been a blessing. And then I also do wedding planning. So this year alone, I did about 15 weddings on top of everything else that I manage.
Oh, that's a lot of weddings.
It's a lot of weddings,
it's
right?
A lot of weddings.
That's more than one a month.
Yeah. So because what happened was October, I had four.
What?
I did four in October. I think I did like three in July. So weddings, you know, unless your budget is what your budget is, baby, I don't know if I'll be taking on that many weddings in 2018.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm like, okay, now.
What got you into planning weddings?
So I got me into planning weddings. My grandmother had passed away in 2011, and I was just like super depressed. Mm-hmm. She was like my lifeline. She's like my angel. And I just needed something else to fill my time with at the time. Mm-hmm. I was 28 years old. I was a young mom. I was just teaching, and I just felt like I didn't have any passion, or I wasn't like, I knew something was there, but it wasn't really, I needed something to do.
Yeah.
And so I'd always had a vision for events. I've always been detail oriented. Mm-hmm. And so I just said, I'm a wedding planner. And I just started putting myself out there. I did my first wedding in 2011, and it's just been taking off since then.
Yeah.
So I love weddings. I love glitz and glam. I love brides. I love wedding cake. I love flowers. So it really works. And I was also doing, like, I was teaching high school then, I believe. So I was doing, like, all of our proms and our homecomings.
Yes.
So I'd already had, like, experience doing event planning. Mm-hmm. And then I just really moved into wedding planning, because I just felt like weddings are just, they're so important.
Yes.
And it's just like, people need people that can trust and connect with brides are all over the place.
Yes.
I just hope to, like, come in and just simmer them down. Mm-hmm. Darling, I'm here. It's fabulous. Don't worry. You make it happen. So it's good.
Love.
Yep, that's
so
classy.
So how do you find time to balance? Like, who helps you in your, to get your schedule together?
Right. So I have an assistant. V&A, where are you? Hello, I'm on break. I need you to come over. So no, I have an assistant, V&A. She helps me to put everything together. You know what I do? I just take it day by day.
Yeah.
Like, last week was intense. We were, like, wrapping up the last week of the school. I had mm-hmm. the recital. I had other events that I was hosting. I had the winter dance I was putting together in my school, and I just had to focus on just one task at a time and day mm-hmm. by day. Some people are really great at, like, planning out their whole year. Mm-hmm. I just kind of sit down, do 2 weeks out, and then just tackle it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Small bites.
Yes, I cannot. I get overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I'm not, by me. Yeah. You gotta know your gifts too. Some people are very like meticulous with their time. Like, this hour I'm doing this, this hour I'm doing that. No. I'm sailing through. Right. Yeah. I'm
just, like, that's kind of how we are too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just have to, especially when you have children, I feel like. Yeah. Life is so unpredictable. If you mm-hmm. get too bogged down with like planning the year out,
yes,
that's I mean, too much. My yeah, mind no. would just be
month by month, sometimes
day by day, just right. small exactly. bites. So thank you for sharing that. And then also, you have the More à la Vie, which is also yeah. an event, but that's more like for women empowerment. Could you explain
right. More so More à la Vie. So my sister / best friend, Amanda and I, we both have, we're not real sisters, but we kind of look alike. We're both chocolate. Mm-hmm. We're dorps. Mm-hmm. And our last names are More. Mm-hmm. So literally when I met her like in college, first of all, people walking around college, like, there's this girl who looks like you. And I'm like, who looks like me? There's this girl who looks like you, whatever. So we connected. And our last names are Moore. And she grew up with drug abuse and stuff in her family as well. So we kind of had similar stories. And I feel like God really put us together because we both don't come from huge families. Mm-hmm. And we just made each other our family. So she's a lawyer. She lives in the Bay Area. She's married to a lawyer. She had just had a baby last year. And I think she was going through some of what I went through when I had just had my baby and was married. Is that usually women who are really driven and are passionate, they feel like, okay, I'm married now, I have a baby, but there's still this emptiness inside of me. There's mm-hmm. still something that I'm missing. There's something that I'm longing for. And for us, it was just being bosses, you know? And so it was like, I was like, oh, no, I just can't, you know, get little crackers out for the baby and high chair stroller, no. So she was kind of going through that. We talked about it. We said we have to do something for women to let women know that there's more to life. There's so many women who want to have it all but are struggling with it. And so I wanted to create a space where we could talk about that. We could mm-hmm. say, look, we all look fabulous right now, but how many of us broke two nails to get up in here and had exactly. to go through a pile of laundry to find out what you was going to wear?
Exactly.
Set the kids up, drop them up your mama's house, bring them over here, take a deep breath, walk in the house, put your what? Heels off and your flip-flops, and then walk in like, hello, how are you? Great, pleasure to meet you, to grab a card.
Yes.
And we just wanted a space where we could just celebrate one another, but celebrate also being authentic. We always see women who've made it, but no one sits down and tell you the real about it, or right. the grind, or the hustle, or the sacrifice you have to make. And so we wanted to do that, but also have a little bit of sparkle to it. So if you come to one of our events, you're going to definitely leave home with feeling empowered, mm-hmm. but also having a really, really good time, mm-hmm. having some beverages, having some girl time, getting a little massages. We're all about living well, ladies, living well.
So growing up, you talked a little bit about, you know, your home where you came from, and you have siblings. Well, I know that you have siblings, but could you talk a little bit about your family life and mm-hmm. what inspired you to be this person? Because a lot of times people feel like if they do come from homes that are non-conventional, mm-hmm. that they can't, like they kind of give up on themselves. And I've known you since you were a teenager, mm-hmm. and you've always been full of life, but what keeps you going and what inspires you to be this person?
Mm-hmm. You know what I really think? I feel like everybody is destined to do something, right? Mm-hmm. And some people's are huge ideas and mm-hmm. some are smaller ideas. Mm-hmm. But I think about just owning whatever you do, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, I always knew that I could really had a really good sense of like vision. Mm-hmm. And like, it was so crazy because I remember being in high school thinking like, okay, one day I'm going to have a white Mercedes. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be cream in the inside. And I just literally saw this happen. And my first car was not the Mercedes, everybody, but you know, it should have been. But it was a Mustang. But my next car that I got myself on my own was that white Mercedes. And mm-hmm. I feel like I just had a really good vision of what I wanted for my life. And I think that everybody has some sort of vision. It's just mm-hmm. tapping into that. Right. And some people's are grand, and that's fine. And some people's are simple, and that's fine, too. But I think it's just really finding your own piece of happiness and own joy.
Yes.
And I salute that, because there are some mothers who, they are happy with their kids mm-hmm. and their marriages and their life. And that's still hard work, and I yeah. really commend mm-hmm. them on that. And there's some women who are happy with no kids.
Right.
Yes. And you know what I mean? So it's just like all about whatever your truth is and just owning up to that. So I knew I wanted to do great things. I knew that it was inside of me, but it was just sitting down and recognizing it. Mm-hmm. Because I think that if you just try to go through life, like, I was a teacher and a mom and a wife, and mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, Something is so missing in my life.
Yes.
And I remember I was like on this Devon Franklin show and we were talking about it. And it wasn't busyness, right? Because I think sometimes people are just busy. Mm-hmm. But it's not busy, it's purpose. Right. And I think really in 2017, I started to like truly live my purpose, truly see my purpose every day. And I think once you are living your purpose in one area of your life, it will start to trickle into your marriage. Mm-hmm. It'll trickle into the way you raise your children, mm-hmm. the way you care about yourself, mm-hmm. Because your purpose is really fueling all of that.
Yeah.
So, starting from the bottom. But I wouldn't say it's the bottom. You know what I mean? I just really feel like if I wasn't raised the way I was raised, I would still have a story, but it makes me so important. Like, my grandmother was meant to raise me.
Yes.
She was meant to raise me. She was mm-hmm. meant to be a part of my life. And so I just have like this angel looking over me, yeah. watching over me, and really, and God will like show you different things when you're ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And I probably wasn't ready at 22, probably right. wasn't ready at 28 mm-hmm. or 29. So many young girls are just, they want it and they're not holding on to when it could happen. Right. You could blow up at 35, you could blow up at 40, you know, mm-hmm. you never know, but it's about the foundation that you're laying all the way through there.
That's so true about that foundation.
Yes. So yeah, Cassie, my mom, I grew up with my natural mom and she ended up, you know, getting on drugs and stuff mm-hmm, like that. Mm-hmm. So I know where you're coming from. And then my stepmom, she actually raised me.
Mm.
Yeah. It was, you know, such a wonderful experience having that, you know, her as a mother figure right. and everything. Do you feel, I always have people not ask me, but if I tell them my story, like, are you mad at your mom? Or, you know, they always ask me that. Do you have, and I never felt like that with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hold a grudge against her. I always just wanted her to be better.
Right.
You know, always felt like as I grew up and I got older, I had to finally deal with like, she has to want to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go through that? Like,
yeah, I think, you know what? I did a master's program in counseling. I think that definitely helped me
mm-hmm.
because I think that we as children, you see your mother and father as superheroes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think growing up, it's like, you know, you just see them as this person who could just do no wrong. Be no wrong. They're just your mom.
Yeah.
And I think when I went through my master's program, it helped me to understand that parents and mothers are human beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom was probably, when I was 28, or when she was 28, she already had 4 kids
mm-hmm.
by a man who was a great man, but my father was actually a married man. Mm-hmm. So my father had been married for a very, very long time with his high school sweetheart. And so I think she felt like, okay, after me, he was going to come and be with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here come Kenya. That didn't happen. Years later, Robert Sam, my brother, then Omega. And so I just kind of put myself in her feelings as a grown woman mm-hmm. to say, oh my God, you were 28 years old. You have 4 kids. She had already been struggling with addiction, I believe, since about like 1986. I was born in 83, like 3 years after I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt like she needed my father to come and save her in a way
mm-hmm.
and really help her to build this like fantasy life that she had or that she wanted, and it never really happened.
Yeah.
And so I think that once we realize as women that our parents are human beings, especially our mothers are human beings, that I think we're able to, because if I had a homegirl going through that, I would be like, oh my God, girl, I got your back. I support you. I love mm-hmm, you through this. Mm-hmm. We're going to be okay.
Yes.
But as a mom, or as a child, I'm like, I just want you to be there. Like, right. why haven't you been there?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that as I got older, I was able to say like, wow, she was a human being and she was struggling. Mm-hmm. Not only struggling with 4 children, but struggling to have addiction and just struggling with this loving this man who was a married man. It just, yes. I mean, there's so many layers of right. it, which helped me to be a little bit more human with her
yes.
and have more empathy with her and be able to relate. So I'm not mad. I'm doing better. Thank mm-hmm. God.
Yes.
I have to do the work.
Exactly.
People have to take care of yeah. themselves and do the real work. You got to sit with yourself. You got to look at all your damage, dig into that hole of wherever that is,
mm-hmm.
open up that wound and really stare at it and mm-hmm. get real with it.
Yes.
And that's what I had to do. And so when my grandmother passed away, it's almost like God took away my grandmother, but he put my mom back in.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom has been clean for 7 years,
oh,
and my grandmother's been gone for 7 years.
Oh,
so it's kind of
so
like her mother passing away was like, wow, I have to finally maybe step up and be a mother to my children
yes.
and really hold that down. And I thank her for that because
yes.
I have a sister who's special needs, mm-hmm. and my grandpa was like 90.
Yeah.
And if my mom wasn't clean, Rossi, stay clean, baby. Because if she wasn't clean, I would be taking care of the family. family. Right. Exactly. And so it's almost like God brought her back into her life in her own mind, her own strength, and her own power, so that I can still be able to run my platform the way I want to.
Because
so much of my 20s was like running to take care of my grandmother, take her to the doctor's office, and my grandpa here, and help my brothers and sisters, and pick them up, and grocery shop. And so I did that. I've been there. And so now, so when people see like how fabulous I am, it's like, no. I paid this cost to be this boss,
baby.
So when you see me celebrate myself, be fabulous, photo shoots over the top. Baby, I used to be at Kmart with coupons for my nana, okay?
Why you playing?
Before I could do anything. She's like, baby, I know you're going somewhere, but stop over here. I need you to go ahead and get a thrifty. So it's just a point that, you know, you have to do that. But I was, I mean, it was hard because I was just talking to someone, and it was like, when I had my baby, Kylie was born in 2010. So when I had my baby, my mom had just checked herself into a rehab. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother was in a nursing home. And it was tough because, like, I was in, you know, Kaiser, giving birth to Kylie, acting a fool. Because, ladies, I don't know how we give that childbirth thing like we do, but I only had one. I can't do it again. But, you know, I went through that by myself with just my husband, you know. And it was just like, for me, that was really like, you got to grow up and you have to really, you know, figure out what you're going to do. But I was heartbroken because I wanted my mom there, which leads me to my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law was in the room when I gave birth to Kylie. My mother-in-law came over every day for 4 months. All right now, Sheila, every day. Lord, she wore me out, okay? Because I'm not that kind of person. She was pissed up on the crock pot, pot roast, bottles sterilized, okay? But it's, you know, but women in marriages have to be able to accept mother-in-laws.
Yes.
And accept help. And I think that so many people, they shut out mother-in-laws. I am a huge, like, huge person to say, it is a woman's duty to embrace her husband's mother-in-law.
Yes.
And it's like, even if your husband don't know no better, you say, no, call your mom. We're going to take her to dinner on Sunday.
Yes.
Or you as a woman have to call and say, hi, Sheila, it's Cassie. I know I'm too much for you. I know we're going to talk, but come on. Come over. And, you know, 10 years later, my mother-in-law was like, okay, Cassie, so what are we going to do?
Yes.
And she'll show me her outfits before, but I had to cultivate that relationship.
Right.
And so many women just want to get with their husband.
Yes.
And it's like, especially I knew that my husband was the only child. You know, he was a mama's boy, and I like that. But it was just a point that I knew that she needed to be important to my life.
Yes.
And it's a woman's job to make that relationship
happen.
That's
so important.
Yes. And I didn't push her away. It would be overwhelming when she wanted to wash up everything in the house and wipe down. And she would talk about how I couldn't do it right. But listen, you got to move past all that so that you can really do what you need to do.
Right.
You do. You know, and she's been the biggest help for me. So I think your other question was like, how do I do it?
Yeah.
And it's because I have an amazing husband who helps out with Kylie so much. Mm-hmm. I have an amazing mother-in-law who really, you know, loves my daughter so much. So that's why I'm able to go out. And so when I'm doing Tina's Angels or doing a wedding or doing an event, I don't have any worries in my mind. I don't have any, is Kylie okay? Or, oh my goodness, or what am I missing? Da, 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 da.
Yes.
So I know that they have me.
Exactly. Yeah. That's so important.
Such a good support system.
Yes, that is. Such a good support system. But I know about that mother-in-law. Loved my mother-in-law to death. Mm-hmm. But I knew that when I met my husband, because he wasn't the only child, but he was almost like an only child. Mm-hmm. His brother died several long time before I met him. So, you know, it had just been him and his mom. So I already knew when I met him, okay, I'm going to have to be, you know, his mama going to have to love me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I knew once I met her, and she was so sweet and so nice. But she, and even after, crazy. But when I had the sheet, I was just like, okay, I just want it to be, I'm such a Virgo. I just want it to be just us in the room because this is like a private thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our family can come at first, but then when it's time for the baby, you know, I was so like controlling with that. Anyway, she was there. You know, I had the nerve to be like a little bit mad.
You know you're wrong.
No, I was so wrong.
I know, but women.
And I loved her. It wasn't like I didn't love her.
Yeah, you had to be a private moment.
Right. Yeah, and you guys, I felt so bad about it afterwards, though. I did. I was like, why was I such a bee?
But you know what? But pregnancy will do that to you. Like, when you're going through that, your emotions, your craziness, because it's insane.
It's insane.
I was sitting in Kaiser acting like I was at the Ritz. I was like, hello? Maria, can you please bring a set of ties? house. They're like, bro, this is Kaiser. Okay, this is not. I'm like, hello? I need the lactation nurse, please. Hello? Can you send me ice? They're like, if they don't get this lady up out here. You know, but it was so funny because I think you had said something about your mother-in-law being very sweet. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law is not very sweet. My mother-in-law has a very, you know, she had her one son. She's a bus driver, Brinklewood School District. She don't play with kids. You know, my mother-in-law is just, she, you know, she a real one out here. It's called Sheila Mack for Continental. So, but what I love about this, I'm gonna get to the hook in a minute. The hook was, I never changed who I was to make her love me.
Right. Yes.
I never changed. I'm over the top.
This is who
I'm
I am.
Bougie. I'm gonna decorate. I'm gonna light candles. Yes. I'm sitting by fire. I don't care. I didn't change who I was for her to love me.
Right.
But instead, I had just brought her on in. Like, yes. This is who I am. Yes, no, we're going to go get Manny and Petty, and you're not getting blue. Like, you know what I mean? But that's just what I'm doing. And I think that you can't give up on it.
So many people say,
well, I said hi to her, and she didn't speak back. Keep speaking.
Keep speaking. Yes.
Keep speaking.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? They acted funny when I went over there. Keep going over there.
Yes.
Because it's bigger than what you think it may be that
exactly.
point.
Exactly.
I could have said, oh, Kevin, I don't know about your mom. She says I'm too much. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm too much, but I love you. You got to explain it.
So put it on. Put it on right now.
She was looking like, Cassie, I'm not putting this thing on right now. I'm like, go put it on. And then she come out like, ooh. So you gotta do that because
you really do.
Because of that, I never knew when
this
I
is
first.
So important to your husband. You
it's
know?
Important to my husband. It's important is. To my daughter.
Right. Exactly.
And I never knew that when I was just doing that 10 years ago, 10 years later, she would be an important part of my life
exactly.
and an important part of my daughter's life.
Right. Yes,
which then helps me to go out here and be an important in the world.
Yes.
Right.
So you gotta take yourself out of the situation sometimes and just
you do.
Be like,
definitely.
You come with me and I love you.
Exactly. Right. And I love you.
And
come
that's
on,
it.
Girl.
And that's just it.
Come on.
That's it.
No, that is so true. You have to embrace your in-laws, in-law family, especially, and I feel the same way because I'm a Virgo too and I'm crazy. I'm controlling. But, you know, for my husband, same thing. He's not a mama's boy, but he mm-hmm. is. It's like, you
yeah.
know, he his loves mama. His mom. His yes. mom is everything to him.
Exactly.
And, I mean, and my mother-in-law is sweet as pie. Love yes. her to death. She'll do anything for us. And he help us pick the kids up, mm-hmm. take them for the weekend. All that stuff. And I was really blessed to have a mother-in-law like that because mm-hmm. she thinks the same thing about Wakasi, how, you know, mm-hmm. like, I'm over the top, I'm controlling, yes. I'm a certain way about my kids, they mm-hmm. need a certain thing, they need to, and she doesn't, she just kind of goes with it. Mm-hmm. She kind of goes with it, and she's so loving, and for me, because I just grew up with my mom and my brother, and we do have family out here, you know, we have our cousins and little stuff, but we were a very small family
yes.
in the house. And exactly. so for me, it's not as important for me to make it to all the birthdays and to call the cousins and get mm-hmm. everybody together. But for my husband, he loves his family
mm-hmm.
and he mm-hmm. wants me to love his family too.
Exactly.
And I'm very blessed because I do. I love them.
Yes.
They're off the chain. They're fun. They're funny. They're real. They're down. They're accepting, loving, all those things. But even if for me, being that way, and sometimes I still can be that way where I'm like, what are we going to do with our family?
Mm-hmm.
And but what's more important, though, is that we do have a family bond and our kids get to know their cousins. It was a part of us moving
yes.
back here. It was like, no, you know, he grew up with his cousins and his family and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he that's really important to him. And so to have a good marriage, you do have to step outside of yourself.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And do what's best for your family
exactly.
as a whole.
Oh, yes.
You know, and embrace your in-laws. Mm-hmm. Embrace, you know, your mother-in-law, even
you
if y'all
do.
Not getting along.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Embrace her. She's family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The brothers, the sisters, the cousins, everybody. It's really like your family.
Definitely.
But you know what I think it is, too? It's like, when we look at, like, generations ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody used to be at somebody's grandma's house.
Right.
It used to be this
yes.
big thing with family.
Right.
I do remember that growing up, mm-hmm. you know, people always coming over to my grandmother's house
mm-hmm.
and it just being full of food and family
right.
and good time.
Right.
And I think, like, our younger generation, we are so driven and we are moving so quickly
we're forgetting
that,
to do that right?
we don't have that,
right.
you know?
Yes.
And so it's like that connection to family that really keeps us sane.
Yeah.
And, keep, and I'm not, because, you know, family can be crazy too. Right. But you know, got that one cousin who you can't stand. Girl, you like, hey. You like, hey. Because you know she going to cut up.
You know she going to cut up. But that's how I felt about Thanksgiving this year. I usually host it, and I hadn't done it since I've had my children. My son's 5, my daughter's 4. And I was like, we got to do that this year because my family needs to get together. Because you said, we get so caught up. I get so caught up in all my stuff. I'm like, my children can't miss out on that. That was so fun when I was growing up. You know, we had a very good time. The Thanksgiving was the Thanksgiving's barbecue, birthdays.
Just on the weekend.
Just get together, it turned into a party, right? Exactly. So, you know, you need that. That's so important. Just like you said, to keep yourself sane when you have such a busy schedule and you have so many things on your plate.
Right.
Sometimes you get so caught up in the work. You forget about the, you know, the stuff that's really meaningful.
Really meaningful. And that's going to keep you really going.
So that's so, so true.
Yeah, it's so important.
It is. It's so important.
Especially as driven women, like you said, we could get so caught up in that hustle and bustle. I mean, a month will go by and I'll be like, dang, I ain't seen nobody.
Right. I ain't seen nobody. Just been grinding.
Yeah. Thank God for social media, though. Like, we have a social media, Instagram, Facebook. You keep up with people.
Yeah.
I don't feel as bad as I'm keeping up with people.
Exactly.
But I do feel like it's important to just finally sit down and just celebrate. And just celebrate, like, just the small wins, the big wins with family. Because who really have your back and who really supports you?
Yes.
But also, I think as women, so many of our girlfriends have become family.
Right.
You know, so many of our girls are like family.
Right.
And it's just, you know, it's just like a different layer of it. But
And too, just having that female camaraderie, you know, and I know a lot of women, they'll think, you know, they have their husbands and their kids and that's all that they need. It's like, no, because I got my man. You need some friends.
Friends.
Right.
You need some friends. You'll go crazy. You need that little happy hour, you need to be able to, like, okay, meet me at the...
Well, because you know what? So many women connect their identity to that.
Right.
And that's how we were institutionalized. Like, it's like, you are, you, once you become a mom and a wife, you're not even Cassiopeia, you're not even Kimberly, you're not LaShawna, you are like a mom and a wife.
Right. Yes.
And I think that, and any woman who is not being that way, because I have people who, like, will say, oh my gosh, she's always busy, she's always doing something, like, why are you in my business, first of all? So, but second of all, women, they don't, we don't have enough of this in the world where you can see someone who is a boss, someone who is, has a career, has, you know, other businesses they own, still a great wife, still a great mother.
Right. Yes.
It's almost as if our world says, okay, which one do you want? Because you can't have them both.
Right.
Successfully.
Right. Exactly.
And I just feel like we need more representation of that. You know, so how you guys are doing this show.
And because, how to do it. You know, because so many women get so, I know that's my thing, is just like, can I see some more women who are, like you said, doing this and doing it well and, you know.
And successful.
And successful with your family, with your marriage. Everything. You know, everything.
Yeah. And who are not nasty.
Right.
Who are not mean.
Yes.
Who are not cold.
And bitter.
Who are not, right, bitter. Like, we need to see that. And that's what I hope that 2018 will just really bring for everybody. Because you can have them both, and it's not always, you know, it's not the easiest thing, but it's what matters. And so for me, it's like, I don't cook every day. You know, I just don't. I am not making chili beans. I'm not frying chicken. I can do it, y'all. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we might get a Trader Joe's salad if I feel like it, and we might eat out. I just can't do it.
Yes.
And you gotta know what you can and cannot do, and not really
feel
have
bad
that. No, I cannot. Thank God, my mother-in-law washes Kylie's clothes. I can't do it. There's just certain things I can't do.
No, seriously, and not feel bad.
Seriously,
and that really comes along with getting the right partner. That's why you really have to. You just can't marry any old body. You really can't. You really have to marry your match. And a lot of times it doesn't look conventional, but really your match is somebody that is the opposite of you, but with the same values and goals.
Yes.
Because if you if you're married to somebody that likes to go out or that wants to be the boss and wants to do this thing, and you're the exact same way, who gonna watch the kids? Who gonna take care of that?
Exactly.
So a lot of times you might marry a homebody who don't mind being in the house, who don't mind doing the extra stuff, and that's your match. And you get together. You guys have your thing going on, and it's your business.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's how you make it. That's the way that I think you can really have it all. It's not. It doesn't mean you're going to have a man that's rich, that's home all the time, that takes care of the kids, that all of these checklist thing. No, it's going to be some give and some take. Like, okay, yeah. You pick up the kids because I got to stay out. I have an event tonight. Mm-hmm. Can you pick so-and-so up? It's going to look more unconventional.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it is doable. So having it all is not does not mean perfection, mm-hmm. but it means working together as a team so that everybody's cups are getting filled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's good. Yeah. And I just really believe, I think with our kids, it's about giving them experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, I may be busy doing two or three things on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But then on that Sunday, I'm just not just, you know, have my daughter in the house doing nothing. Yeah. Like, I'd rather go and have, like, a really nice lunch with Kylie. Or, like, take her to the museum. Or let's do something where we're really spending quality time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that so often, especially the older generation, like, you will never with your daughter. And it's like, hold on, I'm with her all the time, but it's not the way you used to see it.
Exactly.
You used to see it where it's like, go sit down, we you're talking grown folk business. Or go on in here and go on week.
Like they were spending some time.
Right.
Like they were spending some time.
Exactly.
We was watching the TV.
Yes.
We was all bundled up in one room.
What?
Like, shut up. So instead, I'm like, Kylie, you can choose a day where you can just do whatever you want to do. Like, let's go to the movies.
Right.
Let's create something. And so those memories and experiences are, I think those add up to, oh, I wasn't there Tuesday night for homework.
Right. Yes.
You know what I mean? And not beating yourself up about it. Just having that really good
not
balance.
Not beating yourself up about it.
Such good advice.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what? She has really cute clothes, but whatever daddy picks out for her in the morning is just what she's going to wear.
Exactly.
I used to be stressed out. Preschool kinder, Kylie was best dressed. I mean, the fluffy fold over socks, shiny shoes, come here, rub your face down, hair. And I was wearing myself out at night. It was like bath, comb hair, grease the scalp, read the book, get in the bed, lay the clothes out. Baby, in 2017, 2018, Kylie is dressing herself. I don't care if you have on yellow or purple.
Exactly.
It is fine. You are still a child of God.
You are fine.
That's fine.
You
I comb her hair every
baby.
Other day.
Exactly.
Tie that scarf on. You are brilliant.
You are brilliant, baby.
You are brilliant. And when we're going somewhere on Saturdays and Sundays, we look fat.
Exactly.
Okay? You have to be able to figure that out, parents.
You have to figure it out.
It does not matter if those braids are fuzzy.
No.
Hello?
Let them braids get fuzzy.
Hello?
Spray them with some moisture.
No.
They black.
I was stressing my life out behind that.
I feel you.
Because we used to equate that with how good of a mother
you are.
Right? Because your mama had you grow.
Grease.
She had you face back. You was together.
Don't let me see an ashy child at school when I drop my children off. Oh, look at that little baby.
Like, she ain't being taken care of.
Y'all put this chapstick on in the back seat.
She ain't being taken care of. And that's ridiculous because mothers are juggling so much. You couldn't even see mom dropping the kids off, rushing to get them in, rushing back to your car. It's like no more of that.
I mean, my morning is chaos.
It's chaos.
Nope, not mine. Kylie, you ready? Daddy's gone. Boom.
Let's
I'm driving in with my Jill Sky.
Exactly.
I do not care. Because you have to get to that sense of peace.
You do.
Because I know that if I do all that in the morning, when I walk into my job and teach 130 sixth graders, then I can't do it all.
No.
Right.
And that's how we get ourselves so broken, so worn out
we
trying to manage and do it all. Can't I do it?
No.
Then could you imagine getting off of that job to go home and cook a meal?
Yeah.
You want rice, corn, and fried chicken?
You ain't getting no rice, corn, and
Kevin,
chicken.
You better go get a Subway. Kylie, what you want a tuna? You want tuna and white? Kevin, Kylie, I'm tuna and white. Listen, I'm not playing with people. Live your best life, ladies.
Exactly.
And actually, Kevin, get the tuna and white for Kylie. I'm stopping by for happy hour with LaShawna.
Okay.
I'll be home, love bugs. I can't do it. Because that's why women go home with such an attitude.
I do.
You
it's
go
so
home,
yes.
You in the kitchen, you're slamming stuff in your kitchen.
Yes.
You can't even say hi to your child. You can't even receive that child because you haven't done anything for you
for
that day.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
So I go to my happy hour and I come home. Hello, how was your day?
And
Daddy said homework. Thank you.
And we are scrambling happy hour.
Exactly. Right? Like, gotta go home.
Gotta go.
Love you.
Gotta go.
Walk in. And you're walking happy. Because you're happy and you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what Marla V is about. Is there's more to life than just this mothering,
routine.
This life.
Redundant
this,
every
this.
Day. Yeah.
You can't do it because we're not doing our kids any justice that way.
No.
So that's true. Yeah. And
they're
one
not
thing,
getting the best of us.
No. And it was so, one day I was like, I was just going through the motions of everything, and I was talking about haters, actually. And I was talking about haters, and Kylie was overhearing my conversation. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I don't know why people are hating on me. And I was just like, this is crazy. Like, some people who I really thought were my friends just were like, oh, she thinks she, oh, God, she's changed, and oh, whatever, whatever. And it was like, my 7-year-old was like, what about Marla V? What about Teenage Angels? What about you teaching? What about you being a mom? My daughter was telling me all that she sees
already.
And so I think that that goes to let her know that she's going to be all that. Right. She's going to do her thing. She can kill it at school. And they have to see you in that.
They do. They do.
And dealing started, with that.
Yes.
And to kind of bring you back together.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
oh, I did do that.
I do all that.
Right. I'm just saying,
that's
okay.
Why they mad.
And
right?
You, baby.
And it's just so important for my daughter to see that. So she knows mama's just not...
And that's not so here. Good. I know that had to make you feel good just to know that she recognizes all that you're doing. I mean, you know, you do this not just for yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm setting an example for you. What you can
what
do.
You, can
you know
do.
Who you can be. Right. So when they see that at such a young age, she's only 7. So that's super good.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it so we can have a good life. So we can live well and do stuff and not be penny pinching.
Right.
Not be worried about it.
And not be worried about it.
I'm like, what's on your list? Christmas list? Go and give it to me. You know how good it feels as a woman to be able to get everything on your child's Christmas list?
Right.
And I'm not saying that everybody can do that, and it's not even about that. But if you can do that,
it
makes me look back on this year like, dang, you know what? I was really grinding.
Yes.
Dang, I went from working like my 80-hour week to, you know, doing a wedding on my feet for 10 hours.
Right.
But look at this end result. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, you got to have that payout at the end of your day.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you got to get your coins, lady.
You got to get your coins.
No, you were. I'm like,
exactly.
And the price is going up in 2018, okay? I'm like, oh my God, did you not book?
Exactly.
Oh, ouch. Let me see. I don't. Oh my goodness. I don't know. Ooh, what's the month and day? Ooh. The rate is going up.
It's going up.
You better believe.
So true. So this has been an awesome conversation.
Awesome conversation. I had a couple more questions.
Yeah.
So what are like maybe a couple of your standout goals for next year for your personal self?
Mm.
Like what are some things that you want to achieve personally for yourself that you didn't do for this year?
So I'm 35 next year. November, I'll be 35. And I lost 30 pounds this year. And you know, I found them back, Kim. Okay. Girl, I had lost them. Girl, they said, They said, we sticking on you. So they came back. So I really want to. It's too much, y'all. Can't have it all, okay? You can't have it all, but at everything. You can't.
Yes, it's all right.
If I had a six pack, girl, I would have came up in here.
We couldn't even deal with
listen.
You.
We wouldn't have got it.
Listen.
First of all, we wouldn't
have got it.
She would have been full.
Modern mommies. I can't. Oh my God, I got a six pack. I am booked, okay? I'm in the gym. So y'all look at me in the gym. But you know what? Personally, for myself, though, I want to eat better. Mm-hmm. I want to be in the gym because I do feel like that's a piece of taking care of our bodies.
Yes.
And I feel like when you really want to be a master at what you do and what you're talking about, it's also... I want to be able to have that look that goes along with it. You know what I mean? That look of like taking care of my health and owning that too, especially for 35 coming up next year. So I definitely want to do that. I think I also need to go to church more.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to church like every Sunday a couple of years ago. Wouldn't miss it. And then you start missing a couple of Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, you're like, oh my goodness. Then you get embarrassed. Now I'm in that embarrassed.
I'm shy. I'm real shy.
I'm in that like, because when you go back, I went a couple times this year. And it was just like, Lord, the pastor at the pulpit, like, praise God.
I keep calling my name.
Like, I've been going that long.
I'm here, I know.
And people just want to say, how are you doing? I see you doing it. And it just turned into too much. It became a little bit overwhelming. So I do, in 2018, want to be more consistent with that because I do feel like church family really helps to keep you grounded. And it really helps you to keep you to receive that word and process the word and just have that a part of your daily life.
Yes. Yeah.
So definitely, like, my health, going to church consistently, and I just really want to have a reality show next year.
That was my other question. What was one? What was one of your business goals for next year?
So, business goals will be a reality TV.
You need
show.
One. I mean, you need one right now.
No,
I mean, you have people screaming that. You need one right now.
I know. Oh my God. It has to happen.
And what would you call it? Like, what would it be? What would be the basis of it? Would it be all Fab Cassi? Would it be Mar La Vie? What is it? Like,
you know what?
What's the focus?
So, me and Amanda, I can't do shit without Amanda. She can't do shit without me. Can I say curse? Can I curse on this?
Yeah,
I guess I did. Okay.
Yes,
right. So, she's my person. Like, she's my person who really keeps me grounded. Right. She's like that, you know, I get that point of person who you call, and you could just be like, you just give it all to them, like, girl, and then my period started, and then I couldn't, and I was going to tell them off, and then, and you know, I just tell her everything, and so, and she's so, I mean, she's literally fabulous, and she got abs, you know, so I'm like, damn, you know.
She is fabulous, okay? She's a lawyer,
she got abs, she got a 2-year-old, she's together. I'll be like, I'm on the couch. Listen, I got me a scoop of ice cream. And I'm just stretched out. You know, and I'm just like, hold me, you know? And then she calls. Hey, sis, how are you? I just did 10 miles. Like, girl, get off my phone. So I cannot see me having a show really without her and like following like our daily lives and just like being mothers and just what we do like in our business and different things like that.
Yeah.
I want to be based in LA. I just want to get more women. But it's hard because, you know, reality TV, they want some messiness.
They want some messiness.
And that's just, I'm just like, oh, how can we really get this show going without pettiness or without messiness? That's what's really selling right now, unfortunately. And it's selling to see black women or just even women in general bring other black women down. Or compete so much.
Right.
And so I'm just got to find a real good avenue, a real good space for it. Because I don't want to exploit myself, you know, or anybody else.
Right.
Because that's not nothing I'm about.
Right. No.
But but a little drama, a little tea, girl. Look, a little tea.
Just to get y'all tuning in.
We're gonna send y'all home with a little message at the end, like, now remember, go out there and love yourself.
Exactly.
Okay. But so that's just really, we'll see what God has in store. But
I mean, I can see it happening for sure. I mean, I watch.
Yeah.
It'll be
I'll take a little peek here and there.
Right? It'll be good.
It'll be good.
Because you know what it is? People love people who are just 100% real.
They do.
We are all thinking it. We're all saying it. But just for you to really put it out there.
But that's why I really wanted to do the podcast and our upcoming blog and our workshops. Because like you were saying earlier, you know, women are just, and there are women that are out there that are telling the truth and that are saying stuff, but they're just not getting the recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and there's a lot of women that have successful relationships and that are having it all, but they're just not willing. And I don't blame them. They're just not willing, you know, to throw it all on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a scary thing to jump into this type of platform and jump into this type of space where you're being honest and real and, you know, opening up about your marriage and your family mm-hmm. and different things like that, because the bigger you get, the more under attack you're going to
mm-hmm.
get.
Yes.
You know, you're taking a chance at your marriage not working or your children having difficulties in front of everybody or, mm-hmm. you know, just bringing that more to the forefront. And it's not an easy thing, and it's not for everybody.
Exactly.
Right. And I think the biggest thing with it, too, is that it's about that carrying that shame piece.
Right.
Like, we carry so much shame of not being good enough, or mm-hmm. if my marriage would crumble, or if this would mm-hmm. happen. And I think...
Or people will see that it's not so perfect. Or
right.
Then, you know?
Yes.
And it's all about really being content with how with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's all about being okay. I'm okay to fail
in front of people.
Because that just lets you know that I'm human and
right.
I'm real.
Yes.
And it is what it is. And the biggest thing about it is people love you more.
Yeah. When they
people
know
love
that.
You more.
Yes. The real people.
We're so like, oh, no. But people love you more. And I think that when we hold back our true stories, we're preventing it from touching somebody's life.
You are.
Yes.
It's almost
helping
false.
Somebody.
It's almost false mm-hmm. advertisement when you see people that are, you know what's going on, mm-hmm. but they're putting out their different message. You're really misleading people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You really are. And you're not sharing what could have saved a marriage. You could have somebody let their marriage go because they didn't know that there was somebody else out there that's
going
through the same
thing.
Mm-hmm. And so they gave it all up. They got a divorce. They, you know, so they separated, mm-hmm. whatever. Or they didn't get married at all. They didn't take that chance because they mm-hmm. were afraid, or they thought, oh, this can't work because of that.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, we're up here. We're being honest. It's not always pretty. It's not always perfect. Exactly. You're not butterflies and in love every single day. Mm-hmm. You're committed to the situation. You're committed to your children. And it looks whatever way you want it to look.
Yes.
You know, so
definitely.
We definitely appreciate women that do come on here that are open and honest and yes. fabulous.
Because that's what these women mm-hmm. need to hear.
Because these women are fabulous yes. and they are having it all and they are making their lives work perfectly mm-hmm. imperfect. You know?
And I don't mean I could leave here right now and get two flat tires and right. may have a breakdown. Okay. But guess what? First of all, I'm still fabulous.
Right.
I'm still fabulous.
And I think that we have to be able to recognize those things.
Yeah.
We're so used to like one setback or a fall being like
the end of the world.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
And it's like, no, you keep going. You keep going.
Keep
going.
You gotta keep going.
Keep facing it. And I think that that's where you really, truly have peace.
Yeah.
Because you can't have it all and not have peace.
No.
Right.
Because you have nothing.
Right.
You have nothing. And there are no, you know, you're not going to get to that place you want to be without those trials, you know. So it's just like you got to be able to get up, like you said, go mm-hmm. through them and keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
To the next one. And, you know.
Because
it's going to be a hit. It's continuing. There's nothing. It's not going to stop. Exactly.
I've seen something where it said, like, the devil doesn't fight you when you're doing the wrong thing. He fights you when you're trying to do the right thing.
Yes.
So the more you're trying to do right and the more you're trying to live right and share and help people and help women and, you know, help our families stay together, because in the Black community, it's hard for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's
definitely
hard for us. And so if we're sharing this and showing this and helping people, it's going to be even harder for our own personal lives.
Definitely.
And, but so we do have to just keep going.
Going.
And to end on this note, this weekend, me and Amanda were coming back from an event, and we didn't witness a car crash. We put up literally, I want to say about, had to be like maybe 3 or 4 seconds after the crash had happened. And Amanda, with her six pack, runs over to the car, hair flowing in her Giuseppe heels, okay? And, you know, this is tough, but she was helping this, it was like a young Asian guy, and she was just helping him to stay calm. And unfortunately, his girlfriend, or maybe fiance, I don't know, passed away right next to that. And we just saw this Saturday. And me, I'm like the baby. I could not handle it yet. I was already in tears. I was trying to call 911. You know, it was traumatic.
Yes.
And Amanda was just praying over the person and just being very, very calm. And it just hit us that life is so short.
Life is so short.
We have to live our best selves, our best lives in that moment, because you never know. And I think that was God giving us that sign, like, keep going, keep running your race.
Yes.
Keep doing what you got to do. Keep loving me while you're doing it. Keep loving others while you're doing it, because life can change in an instant.
In an instant.
And that was just
you
like.
You got to be so grateful. I mean,
so
that
grateful.
Just,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I wasn't even there, and it just broke my heart.
It broke our hearts. I mean, you never see anything like that. You never. I mean, you see it in a movie. It
but
was
to be
it
right
was,
there.
It
but
was
to be,
a
to
movie
be right there.
It was a movie, and it was literally like me and Amanda, this other girl, this white couple, and we were all just running and just trying to get the people, and it was just like, wow, look at humanity. You know
yes.
what I mean? And to see this dead, you know, this girl, it just broke our hearts. And it's like, walk away from that. You know what? You got to say, God, thank you for keeping my life.
Keeping my
thank
life.
Thank you for, what do I need to do?
Just 3 seconds, like you said, that could have been me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That
could have been
literally.
Me in the accident, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
If I would have been here 10 seconds earlier or something, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
So, yeah, we just have to be so grateful.
And it's just like, there's so much more to life than whatever you're going through, whatever the circumstances are, whatever you don't have today.
Mm-hmm.
It just put me in this, like, attitude of, like, gratitude. That's why it was even hard for me to go out and do a bunch of Christmas shopping, because it's like, I'm so grateful. I'm
right.
so thankful. I really have everything I need right
yes.
now, you know, except for my Tesla and my floor to ceiling wall.
You know, we still got goals, you know.
You know, but, you know, I already had a vision. I already see me in my luxurious bathtub in the Hollywood Hills
and
with just my floor to ceiling windows. You know,
ready.
I already see that. I see it.
And you gonna have that.
Oh, I'm gonna have it. Y'all gonna come over.
And we have it.
You're gonna do the podcast.
We're living next door. We're living next door.
Come on, y'all. Come on in. But I mean, if you have a vision, you will see it. But you gotta stay. Try to stay grounded in it.
Yes.
You know, you gotta just know, like, where I am today is right where I need to be.
Right.
Definitely. Is right where God want me to be. Yeah.
So
definitely.
True.
So true. Well, this has been an awesome interview.
Awesome conversation.
We're just too done Once with you. Again. We just love this. You're going to crack everyone up with this good information and your wonderful personality.
So when you see Fab Cassie, just know that she's a real woman doing all these different things.
Yeah.
And just really, I mean, this is my happy hour buddy right here. She lived like 10 minutes from me. And we just,
you got to have that. Going. You got to have that. I got to have it. I got to.
You got to have my nerves right.
Have my nerves, right? It's too much. It's too much.
Exactly. So, Cassie, give us your handles. How can people reach out to you, see what you're doing out there?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, are you guys ready? Pen and paper ready? Yes. Or just hit the cord on your phone? So, I'm at Fab Cassie. That's FabKassi. You also can find me at Morale, MORE.LAVIE, and also at Simply Unforgettable Events. So, like, you don't have no reason not to be following me, laughing with me,
and enjoying it. Yes. And we're going to put it in the show notes, you guys. Yes. So don't worry if you didn't catch that.
And Morale V has a lot of events coming up next year.
We're
going to
be having, like, events like January, February, March. We're trying, when my sister, since we're both turning 35, we want to have an event every month.
Right.
Because, listen, I'm extra. I'm celebrating my birthday all year long. Do not be mad at me. I'm eating cake every, okay, I'm going on my diet, but all year long.
And that's how we're going to do it. And please. That's it.
And thanks, guys, for listening.
If you guys haven't given us a review or rating on iTunes yet, please go by. It only takes like a couple of seconds to give us a rating and a couple more seconds to give us a review. So that just helps more people hear us and we can reach out to more people. So until next week, everybody have a great holiday season.
I know it's going to be Christmas.
Oh, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When this comes out, it'll be Christmas Day.
Yeah. Merry Christmas,
Merry
guys.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.